Martin has said that the trade relationship with China will not get in the way of trying to bring about improved human rights. To talk about that, we have reached Professor Charles Burton. He is a former economic and political affairs counselor with the Canadian Embassy in Beijing. These days, he teaches political science at Brock University in St. Catharines. Professor, good afternoon.
Hi, Matt.
Tell us first about the major concerns, I suppose, that people have with China's human rights record.
Well, if you look at the UN Human Rights Covenants, there are a lot of areas in which China is not really compliant. For example, freedom of expression. The Chinese don't allow the free press. Freedom of belief. There are a number of religions which are banned in China. Freedom of association. You can't freely form groups. There's problem in the due process of law. There are a number of people in Chinese prisons that the Canadian government judges haven't violated any Chinese laws. Labor standards are not being maintained to the international standard, the universal standard as defined by the UN. I mean, it just goes on and on. Pretty much, China's seriously out of compliance with a lot of the rights that that UN membership suggests you should be extending to your people.
How have things improved over the years?
Well, certainly compared to when I first lived in China as a student in the 1970s, there's no comparison. In those days, China was one of the most repressive regimes on the planet, probably comparable to how North Korea is today. But in the period since opening and reform, certainly the economic development has very much outpaced political development, and so I think that it's reasonable for the global community to expect that China should be getting more in compliance with the universal norms of human rights, and that's why I think the Canadian government continues to raise it with the Chinese and engage in various activities to try and encourage the Chinese government to give human rights more priority.
Talk about how the Canadian government is engaging the Chinese government. Paul Martin is in China now. Is he actually raising specific issues that he wants dealt with?
Well, apparently our ambassador to China, Joseph Caron, did submit a list of cases of concern about 10 people that we wonder why they're in prison and if they're being treated well, would like more information about them. It's hard to say what will happen to such a list. Will they look into it and give us some response, or does it just go into a file in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs where it's lost? I think that delivering these sorts of lists is a good thing because it does give the Chinese government a notion that there are people who are watching them, and I think that they want to maintain a good reputation in the world, so they feel some degree of shame when these facts are brought to light. In addition, the Canadian government has a number of development programs, good governance programs as they're called, to promote human rights in China. We support NGO groups, women's groups, environmental groups. We've been supporting the development of a network of legal aid centers so that people can get access to the legal system. We've had a senior judges training program, which has been quite a high-profile program. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Beverly McLaughlin, has lectured twice at the college that Canada established in Beijing for this purpose, and the judges have also been at the Faculty of Law at the University of Montreal. And a number of other human rights-related kinds of initiatives. And so Canada, while I don't think we can really make a big difference as to what goes on in China, our capacity is limited, and China's human rights development is going to be through internal factors more than external pressures or programming. I think we're doing the right thing there in making a stand and doing our best to try and help the Chinese people who are suffering from violations of their rights due to their government not being in compliance with the universal norms.
I suppose some people would just wonder whether Paul Martin should make a more forceful stand or a more obvious stand.
Well, I guess, if we suggested, for example, that we didn't think that the Chinese Communist Party was legitimate in its ruling of China, or if we suggested that they were, a bad government, that this would cause a diplomatic rift between Canada and China and would affect all of our programming with them, including our programming designed to promote human rights in China. So, there's a fine row to hoe here. And you can't get too aggressive because the result will probably be the negative to to your intention.
Professor, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Nice to talk to you.
Professor Charles Burton is a former economic and political affairs counselor with the Canadian Embassy in Beijing. He teaches political science at Brock University in St. Catharines. Sunday afternoon at the Rex Hotel, the Beverly Taft Quartet will be performing. Here is